Number 85.
Welcome to These Fantastic Worlds, the science fiction and fantasy podcast by Jake Jackson. This week's episode is an adventure with a folkloric undertow. It's an old tale of a young man who meets a beautiful woman in need of help. And it's called The Rescue. Always, I think back and wonder how I ended up here at the lake in the valley. I was named Hilar by my proud parents, and as a young man was carefree enough not to worry about others, or indeed to be worried by them. Our simple life in the outskirts of a local town that lingered beneath the eye of three mountains was interrupted only by the storms from the north, which came so rarely they took on a mythic quality, and the more frequent traders in metals and souls who passed through our barren roads on their way to the bigger cities and greater fortunes. As I grew, I fell in love, of course, so many times, but no one returned the compliment. I lived in a state of unrequited bliss, toiling at my studies, graduating to a bar to earn some money of my own, idling and laughing with my friends, until I rescued the most beautiful woman in the world. I had taken a detour on my way home from work, for as an adult I did not enjoy returning to my parents, to be treated still as a child, always on the verge of malefaction. A boy who one day would grow to be a man, if only he could mind his manners and do as he was told. As the evening crept around the buildings on the edge of the town, I passed up the narrow road to the river on the other side. This majestic stretch of ancient waters, swept readily from the misty ice floes at the top of the mountains, cold still from its long journey down, jostling itself across the rapids like a school of enthusiastic children to the lakes below. "Help!" a voice gurgled from the river, cut off before it finished. "Where?" I ran over to the water's edge, unable to see the origin of the voice. "Here!" Again the sound was swallowed by the engorged river. I looked further down, seeing the water rush ever faster with more and sharper rocks. Anyone surviving that far would surely be skewered. I realised they must be close by, so ran to the riverside, took off my jumper and tied it to my wrist, flicking it out to make it longer. I saw a fallen tree, one of many laid low in past storms, ran over, steadied myself on the long branch that overhung the water, and stared at the oncoming rush, holding on to a thinner branch, hoping it would not snap and send me too plunging to my death. "Help!" I saw her head bobbing up and down in the froth, her long black hair scattered out like rushes on the water. "I'm here. Try to push towards me." There would only be one opportunity, and if she was swept out of my reach, she'd be gone forever. "I can't!" She gurgled a shout, and I saw her buffeted away, but just at the last minute I flung my jumper towards her. She grabbed it so hard it nearly pulled me in too, and yanked it from my arm. "Quick!" I kneeled down and thrust my loose arm into the water, grabbing towards her hair. "Ah!" I held that hair and felt her jerk in shock, but I kept steady for a moment and then began to haul her back against the chasing water. "God, that hurts so much!" She half shouted, half gagging, fighting to stay afloat. She reached up and gripped my loose arm as I shifted my other on the branch, using it to steady me further, wrapping the crook of my arm around it. I was able to lean further down, my legs balancing on the other side. Somehow, we managed to shuffle across. And as she approached the side of the river, her feet touched the riverbed, and our breathing now completely as one, steadied. We reached the bank, and I clambered from the tree to wrench her from the plunging waters, using both hands as she slipped and slithered out of the river, retching and coughing, fearful and exultant. We collapsed on the bank. I could hear her breath, now unsteady, guttering like a candle in a storm. So I looked across and realised she was the most beautiful woman I had ever seen. I smiled as I closed my eyes, relieved at her rescue, overwhelmed by my exhaustion, and contented by my good deed. I fell asleep. I must have been absent from the world for some time, for when I woke, my head felt heavy. My breath was hard to catch. My chest, too, was sore as though I'd fallen in the water myself, rather than providing the means of rescue. I tried to move my arms, but they were unresponsive, so I shook my legs and found they at least had some motion. But it was limited, so I allowed my leaden eyes to lift. I expected to find the skies above me, with scudding clouds sifting through the mountains, the sun burning through. Perhaps I'd slept all night, for my eyes were murky and I was unable to see properly, the light flickering and wavering before me, and shapes which were indistinct. "I think he stirs," I heard a watery laugh, high, musical, and wondered if the woman I had rescued had emerged from sleep before me. "No doubt, poor fellow." An older woman's voice had joined the other, and the waving shapes in front of my eyes appeared to be that of two women, one of whom held a bright object in her hand. "We shall gain a pretty price for this precious one." "Oh, mother, you've taught me well. I think he fell in love with me." "Ah, the enchantment never fails. Come, let us not tarry. The travellers will be here soon, and we can use this poor boy's soul to buy our youth again, and his body can take the place of the last of the others." I was confused by their gloating. I did not feel right. My eyes, though, had begun to adjust. I saw the two figures recede, but as I tried to shout, I found I had no voice and no breath. My limbs were chained, my body submerged in the dark waters, and I was surrounded by others, similarly chained, but they were skeletons, their flesh long gone, while I alone remained the victim of the most beautiful woman in the world, and soon to be the supper for her and her mother. Just within earshot, I heard the mother talk once more. "It was fortunate he came by, for we would not have lasted another week without such a soul. A lucky escape, a wonderful rescue." They laughed until their cruel voices disappeared above the waters and out into the valleys below my little town, leaving me to wonder at the naivety of my former life and the grim truth of the present. Thank you for listening. So that's a cautionary tale which harks back to some of the old stories from Hans Christian Andersen and Brothers Grimm, which of course are based on Northern European, Old German, Eastern European tales, and some Scandinavian too, of course. I'm not sure if the lesson we learned from it is that we leave a hapless victim still in the water. Surely we'd all want to help, wouldn't we? This is Jake Jackson. I look forward to seeing you next time. Thank you, and goodbye.